Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker.
To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2.
For all other languages. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, please press 2. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. If you want to complete the application online, please go to compass.state.pa.us. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert to contact you to begin the other parts of your application. If you want us to send you a paper financial eligibility application or talk to a representative, please stay on the line. If you are calling to make a referral, press 1. If you are calling to check the status, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Whitney. Are you calling for the first time or to check the status of an existing case?
Hi, Whitney. My name is Allison. I'm actually calling from a home health care agency. I had a member. I'm not sure if she's a first-time applicant or has applied before. She's a little confused. She asked me to call in with her just to get details and get her scheduled if need be. So I do have her on the other line just to confirm whenever I can patch her over.
Okay, are you staying on the line with us?
Sorry, yes.
I'm dropping off. Staying on? Okay, go ahead and merge her in.
Okay, and her name is Miss Mildred Harden, just so you know how to address her.
Okay.
Thank you. So, Miss Harden, we're on with Miss Whitney at the broker. She's going to assist us with your case today.
Okay, thank you. Because someone just called me. I wonder if it's the same number. Okay.
All right, hi, my name is Whitney with Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. I'm going to be the one assisting today. Before I get to you, Ms. Harden, I'm just going to finish up with Ms. Allison real quick, just on the spelling of her name and stuff.
Yep.
Allison, is it A-L-L-I-S-O-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's your last name?
It is Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I, V as in Victor, A-N.
And what agency are you with?
It's called Family First Care, LLC.
And good phone number.
My direct contact, no extensions, it's 267-551-7421.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And then, Ms. Mildred, can you state your full name and date of birth for me?
Sure. My full name is Mildred Diane Harden, H-A-R-D-E-N. My date of birth is 11-27-1961.
And then your address?
2202 South Hemberger Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19145.
Thank you so much for that information. And do note, we will not discuss anything outside of written or verbal permission to do so. So I can say it was not us calling you because we have absolutely no cases here for you. So this will be a first-time call. I did check.
Okay.
And yeah, so we're starting from scratch. Now, is this something, Ms. Allison, that you're going to be helping out with here now or just for today?
For the remainder of the application.
All right. Ms. Mildred, do you give authorization to actually add Ms. Allison as the authorized rep so she can assist you with getting updates and making changes as needed?
Yes, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. And I always recommend if you have a helping hand to always take it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll be here.
And then give me 1 second here. I'm going to go ahead and start getting Allison added in here.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your business address over there?
It is 1 Winding, W-I-N-D-I-N-G, Drive, Suite 205, Philadelphia, 19131.
One moment here. All right, you are all added here as the authorized rep. And
perfect.
Then, Ms. Harden, what's a good contact number for you?
267-414-4626. Mm-hmm.
And would you like to opt into receiving text messages from us by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. By providing the cell phone number, you are agreeing to the terms and conditions with receiving our text messages. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. If you wish to stop getting our messages, you honestly just got to respond stop, and that will get you opted out. You can get our messages at different times of the day, and message and data rates may apply then, okay?
Okay.
All right, you're going to receive one right now from us, just letting you know you were opted into this. You can honestly just ignore it. And then I am just adding a couple pieces of details here. So if you're in Philly, you're in Philadelphia County then.
Yes.
Let's see. And then what about a last name to your primary doctor?
Benjamin Kremply, K-R-E-M-P-L-E-Y.
Awesome. Okay. Is that the, okay. He has two different Broad Street locations. He has the North Broad and he has the South Broad. Which one do you go to?
I'm at South Broad, 1700 South Broad Street.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that information. And then that's who's going to receive what we call a physician certification form to fill out. Your doctor just fills that out and faxes it back on over to us.
Okay.
And then Ms. Allison, did you already go over our waiver details and how the program works here?
Briefly, yes.
Okay, I'll go over it. That's no problem. And then basically what you would be applying for, Ms. Mildred, it is called the Community Health Choices Program. It will allow a family member, friend, or agency to be the caregiver. You will get assistance with things such as bathing, dressing, prepping meals, light housekeeping, taking you to and from your appointments, as well as errands. But some of the extra benefits could be installation of an emergency alert system and home modifications.
Okay.
You will be selecting an insurance company that covers both your services and your providers. And then to be eligible, you have to be eligible both financially and meet our program guidelines.
All right.
All right, so what I am going to do here next is start up a referral here for our program, and then we're going to get you scheduled so we can go out to the address to do the application for the home care services. All right, and then at this point, do y'all mind if I place y'all on a brief hold to start up the referral, and I'll be back for the scheduling?
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely.
All right, we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, and my kid has me on hold. Please don't think I'm crazy, but I gotta ask.
Yeah.
I've been working in my bathroom for a minute. I had a very bad problem where I took all of my medical insurance that I was covered to pay for. It only paid for damages, but
okay.
I had to put in all new pipes, all new everything in my bathroom, my ceiling, my everything.
Okay.
And I was getting my tub taken out because I couldn't step over it anymore.
Got
and
it.
No modification. Do that mean the shower too? Because I never could finish. I didn't.
Yes,
know
ma'am. That's exactly what it means. I've had a patient had that done to their house before because he couldn't get in into the tub. They did a walk-in shower for him.
And that's one reason why I was putting in it because I keep tripping my feet.
Yep.
My left leg has what is called a drop.
Yep.
Or whatever from an accident I had when I was young. As I get older, I can't really lift my feet up that well.
Oh, yeah, that'll cover it.
Okay. Should I be mentioning that to her? I don't know what to do.
No, so you're good. So I'll go over that after we get you scheduled. I'm writing that down so I can discuss it with you afterwards when we don't have this music in our ears.
Great, because I already had started the process.
Okay.
I just couldn't finish getting it done.
Got it.
All right. Thank you all so much for holding. Let's go ahead and get you scheduled here. So I'm just verifying information here. So we're going out to the 2202 South Hamburger Street, Philadelphia, 19145.
Yes.
And then we have your phone number as the 267-414-4626.
Yes.
No interpreter, just English, right?
Right.
Okay. And then we have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week available. Which day would be the best for you?
I would prefer my son was home. I don't know, but I'm going to say Wednesday for now. Only because I know he's off tomorrow and he's 'cause he's here. He works part-time somewhere. He's normally here in the evenings and in the mornings. But I wanted to make sure whatever time you come that he's here. 'Cause he takes care of me mostly.
Okay, give me one second
What's a good time? What's a good time for him to be here?
here. Did you want morning or afternoon for Wednesday?
How's the latest they can come on Wednesday? I just want to know.
Any on the Wednesday, the latest we do, we have window of time between like electric companies, so between 3 and 5.
How about 4:30?
We do windows of time. We come anywhere between the time, the set time. So there's no
Between
set
what
time.
time? Between
3 and 5.
three and
So they
five.
come anywhere. Yeah, they'll come anywhere
Okay.
between 3 and 5.
Can you put that on for now? For next
Yes, I
Wednesday?
can. Absolutely. We're going to do that for next Wednesday. That is the 20th. So we're going to do that for next Wednesday, the 20th. You want to do the 3 and 5. One moment. And then the whole process here.
I'm
Okay.
listening. I have a doctor
Oh, and the
appointment
whole
that morning.
process here. Okay. And then the whole process here, it does take about 90 days or less, but that does start today. Within
Okay.
5 to 10 business days after this appointment, what's going to happen is Department of Aging, it's going to get in touch with you by phone call to get you scheduled for the second in-person visit. They do the medical evaluations for the program.
Okay.
You'll also receive a letter in the next couple of weeks from the Department of Welfare. They fund the program, so they're going to be asking for a 5-year look back, bank statements from 2020 to current.
Okay.
And then for your appointment for next Wednesday, what you need to have available is just simple things, your current medical card, so health insurance,
That's okay. Yeah.
state ID or driver's license, list of household bills.
No problem.
And then the person coming out to see you is going to be enrollment case manager. His first name is Chino.
Chino, hold on one second.
Yep.
Okay.
Last
I got
name
you.
is, yep, last name is Barry, Barry.
Okay.
And then he'll be there between 3 and 5. He'll call you the day of your appointment as a reminder he is coming out, and it'll take him maybe 1 to 1.5 hours to complete your paperwork. What I'm
Okay.
giving you next is your case number with us. We call it the Harmony ID number. You can use that on our audit media system or on our website to check the status of your application. So your Harmony ID is going to be 111. 4553.
1114553.
You got it, yes. And if you are approved for our services, you may get a phone call from us just asking you how the process went or if there's anything we can change regarding our process. But other than that, y'all are all set and ready to go unless y'all have questions on my end.
I'm okay.
You're good, Ms. Harden. You are awesome, Whitney, as always. I appreciate your
Thank you.
assistance.
Absolutely. I thank you guys for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Like always, we do have to offer the survey.
We're okay today, but the next time I get you, I'm taking the survey because I need to.
Well,
You're
thank
really
you
great.
guys.
Thank you again.
I hope you both have a beautiful evening. Take care now.
You too. Take care.
You too.